Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News team. I'm Melissa Heckers with the latest news from the island.
The electricity subsidy is to be extended until the end of June as part of the government's latest package of measures aimed at alleviating the cost of living crisis. The government estimates that the extension of the electricity subsidy will cover more than 400,000 households and 100,000 businesses. It had been initially extended in February to cover electricity consumption until April 30. The government estimates that the extension of the electricity subsidy will cost 8 million euros, though the benefit to the consumer is markedly less than it was originally when the measure was first introduced in October. At the time of its introduction, the subsidy was worth around 70 euros per bi-monthly bill for average consumers, but reductions in the price of oil since then have blunted the value of the subsidy to around 14 euros reduction for the average consumer. In other news, out-of-court fines for traffic violations will largely remain the same, but offenders will have more time to pay them, according to tweaks to the legislation discussed in Parliament on Thursday. Transport Minister Alexis Vafeadis said that the 300 euro fine for crossing the stop line at an intersection will not change, but the amount payable will be slashed by half if the fine is settled within 30 days. MPs heard that to date the state has collected 9.3 million euros for some 320,000 paid fines, while 24,165 fines remain unpaid. Vafeadis said also that one of the coming changes will see increasing the deadline for paying a fine from 45 to 60 days. It's similar to paying in installments because people get more time to collect the fine amount, while this also avoids extra administrative costs, he said. Moving on, the result of a death inquiry into the 2005 death of National Guardsman Thanasis Nikolaou will happen after Easter, it was decided on Thursday. The third inquiry into the death of Nikolaou, whose lifeless body was found under a bridge in Alassa in 2005, came to an end on Thursday. After the family's lawyers and the prosecution presented their closing arguments, the judge set the next trial date for May 10, when the court will determine whether his death was the result of strangulation or suicide. During the trial on Thursday, Nikolaou's family's lawyers reiterated their position that the guardsman was murdered after presenting testimonies from experts and pathologists in the previous hearings pointing beyond reasonable doubt to the fact that he was strangled. In other news, the second ship tasked with transporting humanitarian aid to Gaza, called Jennifer, is scheduled to set sail by the end of the week, most likely on Saturday, weather conditions permitting, Foreign Minister spokesman Theodoros Gotsis told the Cyprus Mail on Thursday. The ship's journey is expected to last approximately 3 days. The ship's journey is expected to last approximately 3 days, as it will also transport the platform that the open arms ship had brought back to the Larnaca port from Gaza. Additionally, it is anticipated that both the open arms ship and an auxiliary vessel will accompany the Jennifer to transport equipment and medicines. The purpose is for the platform, which was brought back to Larnaca by the open arms for some repairs, to remain in Gaza, thus reducing the duration of future ship journeys. And finally, close to two-thirds of road fatalities in Cyprus happen in urban areas, figures from the Road Safety Performance Index showed on Thursday. Between 2020 and 2022, more than half of road deaths in the 25 EU member states with available data happened on rural roads, 52%. Conversely, 39% of road fatalities occurred on urban roads and 9% on motorways. In Cyprus, during the same period, 28% of road fatalities occurred on rural roads, 62% on urban roads and 9% on motorways. Cyprus recorded the lowest percentage of road fatalities on rural roads among participating countries. However, it registered the second highest percentage of urban road fatalities, 62%, following Romania with 63%.
And that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow, and as always, for more information, news and analysis, visit cyprus-mail.com.